You know, we all project onto others. And one of the big reasons that people like you struggle to charge an appropriate fee for your highest value work is projection. Because we all have this habit of projecting our own stories onto other people. And so, if you have ever struggled to make an investment, if you've ever felt like you had to choose between, putting food on the table or working with a mentor or a coach, if you've ever been in that situation, then you will probably have the story of who am I? Who am I to take money out of somebody's pocket that they could be using to, buy a nicer house or a nicer car or feed their family or pay the rent or whatever. Who am I to take that money out of their pocket and put it into mine for this work that is so easy for me? We project these stories because they were our truth once upon a time, and they may still be your truth or they may not, but we project those stories on to other people. And by doing that, we actually minimalize them as people. We reduce them down to our stories. Even when they're not their stories, we reduce them down to our stories. And that has awful consequences because for the really ready clients, the people who are absolutely ready to take what you have and transform their reality, the reality of everybody else around them, like when they are really ready to transform everything to actualize or to begin to actualize through your work, and they can't. Because you minimize them with your projections onto them about who they are and what they are and what their life looks like. Even if their life does look the way that you think it does, if they are ready for it, you do them a massive, massive disservice by deciding that they are powerless for them. That they are a victim of your sales process, that they are a victim of the messages that you are putting out. When you decide that for somebody, not only do you fuck yourself over, but you fuck them over. Like, seriously. I've said this to you already, and I'm going to say it again. Every single person on this planet is insanely powerful. Insanely. Like, so fucking powerful. Every single person on this planet has something inside of them that will change the world if they can access it. If they ever get the guidance and make the investment and commit to finding it and unleashing it, every single person has that inside of them. What most people don't have is empowerment. And I would say 99% at least. And that's a total subjective observation on my part, but I would genuinely say that there is just the tiniest, tiniest, tiniest fraction of people out there that are truly, truly empowered. I see people at the absolute top of their game. I see world leaders who are disempowered. I see top celebrities making millions and billions who are disempowered. I see the world's wealthiest business people disempowered. I see ambassadors for all kinds of things globally who are disempowered. Disempowerment is literally how practically everybody lives their lives, including you, my friend. And that's okay. That's okay. because we are on a journey and you are moving towards empowerment. And the people who will come to work with you are moving that way too. Otherwise, they wouldn't be looking to come and work with you in the first place. What I really want you to see is that when you project powerlessness onto people, not disempowerment. Disempowerment is, you know, it's just like the natural way that people go through their lives. But powerlessness, when you project that onto them, oh my God, I'm such a terrible person if I take their money because they need their money for this, that, and the other. When they are ready to empower themselves, to take their power and use it to create amazing things in the world, you owe them, you have a debt of responsibility to them to see them as powerful, to help them to take that power and turn it into empowerment, and to take that empowerment and to turn it into world-changing reality. Even when they can't see that far ahead, of course you can't project that far into the future, and they can't either. But when somebody comes to you wanting to transform, wanting the things that you talk about, excited by the things that you talk about, when they come to you for that, you owe them, you have a responsibility to them to see them as powerful as fuck, because they are powerful as fuck, and they need to have you see them that way to be able to step up into it. If you don't see them that way and you project that they, you know, that they're not powerful, you know, maybe by reducing your fees before you've even courted them, or by, you know, looking for some kind of lower kind of offer to make them because you don't feel like they're ready, or by taking responsibility for their emotions, taking away from them the fact that those emotions are theirs, that they own them, and that those emotions are powerful and can lead to transformation. Even when those are painful emotions, even when they are emotions that are difficult to be with, whenever you do that, however it happens, you do a massive disservice to them when you do that, and you do a massive disservice to yourself. Everybody has the power in them to change the world. And empowerment comes when the person that you turn to for guidance and support sees you as the powerhouse that you are, sees you for everything that you have the capability to be, which is everything. And that is what these people who come to you, that is what they need from you. So if you find yourself, you know, judging people for not being, you know, not being a certain way, that is a powerless projection. If you see yourself making allowances for people because you see them as victim-y or needy, then that is a powerless projection, and it literally has the effect of disempowering the other person. Do not be the person who disempowers other people. Be the person who sees the power in everybody. And the powerful, empowered people, or the people who are bordering on empowerment, will come to you and will, you know, they will just delight in paying your highest ticket prices, even if that means that they have to move heaven and earth to get there, because they are so ready for it.